right now, we begin the hour with Stroman on Sports, talking sports with Dr. Debbie Stroman, who joins us now on the phone on this, the eve of NBA Finals Day, the start of the NBA Finals Game 1, that is, between the Toronto Raptors and, yet again, the Golden State Warriors. Debbie, good to be with you today.
Absolutely. I think it is definitely the finals that people did not expect. Everybody was hoping somehow, some way, whether you love him or you hate him, that LeBron James would be back. But I think this can be one of the most intriguing and eye-watching, eye-stopping finals in NBA history. We're talking about, for the first time ever, NBA finals not being on USA soil, in the sense that we've got the Toronto Raptors.
How much does it matter in terms of excitement, in terms of people watching, in terms of people like getting interested in it, that it's not the same teams again that we've seen the last few years? It's been Golden State versus Cleveland, Golden State versus Cleveland for 3 years in a row. Now, not only is it Golden State versus some other team besides Cleveland, it's a team that has not been in the finals, as you mentioned, a team that hasn't had a whole lot of success since they joined the league, and finally for the first time getting a chance to make a splash in the NBA Finals and maybe win their first title. How much excitement does that build?
I think it is very, very compelling. For those of us who follow UNC men's basketball, we know about Toronto because Vince Carter, half man, half amazing, put that franchise.
Is it still only 50-50 at this point?
Well, I'll tell you, I think he's probably about 80 years old, and yet he's still dunking and teeing and everything. So we know about Toronto. And then over the past several years, they've been very successful, but they've run into that logger jam of LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And so now with LeBron going west to the Lakers, and a very, very interesting move, which a lot of people question but is panning out for Toronto, is to grab Kawhi Leonard from San Antonio Spurs. He wanted a trade. And some people are saying this is a one-year experiment that has paid off in a major way. He's being compared to Michael Jordan in the sense of what he's done throughout these playoffs, just hitting game after game, big basket. And now Toronto's in the finals. And they've beaten Golden State twice already this year with home advantage. So a lot of people are saying, even though the numbers are saying Golden State, that this could be the year that Toronto gets the ring.
Especially with Kevin Durant still struggling with an injury. Is he still not playing game one?
Game one or two, they're saying he's out.
Wow.
Boogie Cousins is out. Andre Iguodala is hurt. So the matchups are going to be really critical. But as always, you know, Golden State has that tagline of strength in numbers. And their bench, in particular, Jordan Bell and McKinney, they've been stepping up. But will they have enough to stop Toronto, who also has a strong bench?
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and you said this was a one-year experiment that really paid off with Kawhi Leonard. Can we say that it's really paid off yet, or do they actually have to win it all for us to be able to say that?
I think it's paid off because they've done enough, and Kawhi has gotten a taste of the amazing Toronto fan base with their Jurassic Park group that they open up a certain section right near the stadium, the arena, and allow all the fans to be there and watch on a big screen. It's not one state. It's not, it's Canada. It's everybody in Canada is cheering for Toronto. So he's in a place where he can be the man. Now, his desire is to be in Los Angeles, whether or not they'll be able to pull that trade off. But taking the fact that they've won the Eastern Conference Finals, I think that is enough for them to pitch. Now, I'm not sure whether or not Kawhi will take it, but it's strong enough to pitch that this was successful.
Mm-hmm. Speaking again with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and given the legitimate chance that Toronto has to win a now international title, I guess, the NBA Finals. It is going to be interesting if they do that. That is going to be Canada's first Big Four championship, and correct me if I'm wrong, since 93, right? Because the Canadians won the Stanley Cup that year, and no Canadian team has won since, and it's going to be the same thing again this year with St. Louis and Boston, and the Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series in 93, and they haven't been back since. So this is a long, long drought just for the entire nation of Canada in all four Big Four sports.
Well, I'll tell you, listening audience, if you always thought that Aaron knew other types of history, he knows sports history. Certainly, I didn't know that about Canada, but yes, it is going to be a major, major statement for Canada. And of course, we know that NBA is continuing to expand. They believe that even though soccer is considered the global sport, that people are intrigued with the personalities around the NBA. In fact, they just launched, I think it's going to start in a year from now, the NBA Basketball African League. The African Basketball League will be starting soon. And so the more that they can get non-USA countries involved, whether it's through merchandising and media broadcasts, but to actually bring the game to these particular locales all across the world is a very, very good thing.
And that was going to be my next question. If Toronto wins this series, how big of a thing is that for basketball to say, oh, we're an international sport? Or is the sport already past that now to the point where it is already international?
It's definitely international, but what they can say is that you can win. Mm-hmm. You can actually win a title in a USA-based, organization. And so that's the next statement. That's the next level. And I know that's what they would want, indeed.
What are the other big storylines?
Well, Splash Brothers, you know, mm-hmm. doing this without Kevin Durant. And so people thought with Kevin being out, being one of the best players, not on that team, but in the entire league, that the Golden State would be weak. And yet they were able to put it all together and go back to their original formula of just moving the ball. I know a lot of people are getting frustrated with this ISO ball where you just give the ball to one superstar, in particular James Harden and Houston Rockets, and watch James go. And yes, he is an incredible basketball player. One player in the league could not guard him, but it stagnated. You didn't have the movement and the flow that team basketball, the way it's supposed to be played. And so when you bring a Kevin Durant, many times the ball would just stop with him and he would make his move, and more times than not he would score. But now we're going back to moving the ball. Even no-name players we don't even know the names of, are getting shots and making a difference. But it's really going to take some unique coaching and, again, holding on to home court advantage. If Golden State can steal one early on, mm-hmm. Definitely most people will think Golden State will win another title. But I know Toronto, listening to the interviews, the press conferences, they are very, very focused on not being done. This season won't be done until they win the title.
Speaking with Dr. Debbie Stroman, and as we wrap up, call it, who do you think wins the series?
I do think Toronto. I think Golden State is really hurting, and when they bring back one of those stars, those key players, you've got to switch the chemistry. Now, these are pros. They're used to doing that, but it might be a little difficult. The other thing is you can't measure Kyle Lowry's heart. He is the star point guard. He's been there through the thick and thin of the franchise. He's got that Philly grit, and I know he really wants to play well and show that he can lead a team to a championship.
Game one is tomorrow night. Should be a good one, no matter how it shakes out. Dr. Debbie Stroman, thank you so much.
And don't forget Danny Green on Toronto. Go Heels.